This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen joins us. She's coming up right after this.
Get out of your hats because we're going to get a whole lot of crazy. Fire up that VCR and strap in because Frickaball's got a new video called Real Dogs on Video going... Oh, yeah, just the way you love them, because these dogs are real. Real dogs on video going, it's nonstop canine action. Hey, just check out these crazy bitches. Whoa, that is some wild stuff. And we don't stop there. We hit the road with the Real Dogs on Video RV to find dogs going all across America. We got Real Dogs on Video going in a college dorm room, in a sorority house. Even real dogs we coaxed onto our RV with a doggy treat. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Good boy. Now, is that enough barking for you?
Not really.
I didn't think so. We know how much you love seeing spring break action, so we're tossing in a bonus video. Real dogs on video at spring break going... These dogs are hot because these spring break hotspots, well, they're really hot. You get real dogs on video going... On South Beach, South Padre, Bourbon Street. And we know where it's real, real hot. So we're stopping in on the campus of Arizona State. Oh, yeah. Desert Dogs. And if that's not enough, there's one more bonus video. Real Young Dogs on video going... Hey, fellas, you just gotta check out these puppies. Oh, yeah! That's Real Dogs on Video going. Real Dogs on Spring Break going. And Real Young Dogs on Video going. Do it doggy style and order now.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby manning the track phone hotline hot phone. Hey. There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee. Hello. And here's Tom.
Thank you very much. And I look up at the big screen and I see there she is. It's Allie Breen. And wait a minute. That's not your apartment, is it?
No, it looks to be a stuccoed wall, and I don't know that we've seen that.
Is this a new location?
California.
No, it's my apartment. I'm in my room. My friend Kristen's staying with me, so I'm in a new area.
Big curveball.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Your apartment, you have an extra bedroom in that thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's tiny, but there's an extra kind of room that can be called a bedroom.
Okay, well, that's nice. I didn't know that. Usually, we have to guess where Allie Breen is on any given broadcast. It can be the Caribbean, California,
Florida,
Europe,
Hamptons.
Yes, who knows? Well, you're home. It's nice to see you. You look terrific as always. The name of this show is Sexy Time with Allie Breen, in which we try to help you with your love trouble. And Allie, what have you got for us to start?
Dear Allie, I just moved in with my boyfriend. He travels a lot for work, so he installed security cameras all around the house, including inside. He says it's for my safety, but the inside ones feel like he doesn't trust me. And I don't love that he can watch me at any time, but does it sound shady to tell him to take them down?
Turn them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to turn them off, I think, if you're home there. Otherwise, it's not for your safety, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Well, but if, when you're not there, though, he wants to know if anybody's broken into the house, I guess.
Well, yeah, if she's not in the house, she could turn them back on when she leaves.
But he could easily go, hey, you know, but there's a, if a crime occurs while you're there and you're attacked, I want to be able to identify me.
Sounds like somebody's got something to hide.
I don't think so.
You have indoor cameras, don't you, Chick? Do you leave them on 24/7 no matter who's there?
Yeah.
Does your friend stay over?
Does he have one in the bedroom? No, but...
Oh, I see what you're saying, Chick. You're suggesting she may have something to hide.
That's what I think, too.
That's why she's upset.
What are you so paranoid about?
Though, it's weird, because I walk around and talk to myself.
Get over yourself. The guy's at work. He's not watching you 24/7.
That's true.
He's selling it to his buddies for $30 a week.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my gosh.
What, you like going out to dinner or you don't?
That's right.
Yeah, that shower cam is, I don't know.
Maybe she thinks he thinks she's going through his stuff when he's gone.
I don't know. It's weird. I don't think you need that many cameras
if you're uncomfortable.
She could do the Ocean's 11 thing and put up a picture of an empty room so it always looks like she's
That's one of the classic gags. Yeah, I don't know. I can't conclude much from this. Josh, you think what?
I don't worry too much about this. Yeah. He's not. I don't know.
Unless you have something to hide, like they think. I don't know. It seems kind of...
Right. You're fine.
I don't think you're hiding anything. I don't like it. I don't like being watched all the time. It is weird.
Yeah.
Well, I have good news for you. You're not being watched all the time. It's a paranoid...
Well, but there's the opportunity to be watched all the time.
Right. Yeah.
There's so many things to argue about. Quality, other than this, I think.
Good point.
Or he's cheating on you, and that's why he wants to make sure you're not cheating, because he's projecting.
Maybe.
Now we're getting into psychology 101. Let's move on. Okay, let's get to our next letter. We haven't gotten over this one.
Dear Allie, I met a guy on Tinder who's a total F-boy. I wasn't expecting much, but he said I cast a spell on him, and now he's obsessed.
Oh, isn't that what F-boys say? To get
F-boys. 3 weeks later, I totally fell for him. Then right when I got hooked, he started to act distant.
Narcissist.
Do I need to play it cool or tell him how much I love him? I can't tell what the hell he wants.
No.
As a matter of fact, don't even play it cool. Let this guy be. You deserve better than
him. Yes, he's a total narcissist.
I know you fell for him, and it's going to take a little, it's going to take a minute to get over him, but you don't deserve him. I'm sorry, he doesn't deserve you.
Yeah, that's the game they play.
Yeah, get back on Tinder and find another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, let him go.
That's true. That's their whole move, is pretending that they're in love with each person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's unique.
You got to punish him.
Run now.
Oh.
Yeah. Punish him, really.
What would you do?
Burn off his pubic hair when he's asleep. Something funny.
Well, in that case, you will have to just somehow charm him back into your bedroom so then you can, what was it? Burn off his pubic hair?
Talk about Tinder. I mean, geez. By the way, if you want to reach Allie Breen for sound advice, it's Allie Breen, and you'll find her at various social media platforms. Well worth it. Allie is also a very fine stand-up comedian. We'll find out where she's going to be playing next, but let's get back to our mail. What have we got over there?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend doesn't wear deodorant, and he thinks it's better to let people smell his pheromones. He's hot, so he gets away with it, but he seriously smells like BO. How can I convince him he needs to wear deodorant?
The McConaughey effect.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Hot enough.
Does Matthew McConaughey do that?
Yeah.
Oof.
You can still wash your underarms,
Right, but even that's, you still
need to. He's ripe.
Very good.
Yeah, this is an interesting thing. Napoleon famously, that letter to Josephine where he wanted her to really stink it up, he dug it that way.
Did it say that their boyfriend and girlfriend here?
Yep. It's her boyfriend.
So stop brushing your teeth. And then when he says, ew, that's disgusting, be like, right?
Mm.
That's how you smell all the time. You look great, but you stink.
I would just say, look, you really smell bad. Why don't you get some deodorant?
Yeah. This is a touchy...
I know a guy who's allergic to deodorant. Like, he just cannot wear it.
Really?
Yeah.
They have that natural crystal stuff, though, that you're supposed to wear.
Yeah, and that doesn't, it doesn't really seem to do the trick, or at least work as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the cool part about that is you can lick his armpits and tell your future.
Yeah, there is that plus.
The good old crystal armpit.
You could carry baby wipes with you and continually just wipe all the time. I don't know.
Ooh. Well, he likes the pheromones.
Oh, he likes it. That's
he doesn't want to wipe away any of that stuff.
Is there a chance that he's maybe like a natural kind of guy? Because that's what the pheromones thing sounds like to me. And maybe there's like peppermint oil or some weird hippie stuff that might not be for me, but maybe this could help him out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Hopefully. Talk to him.
Yeah, there's probably some weird hippie stuff he can get. I like it when people wear that, so I know not to talk to them.
Why is he worried about his pheromones? He already has a girlfriend, though. Mm-hmm. Like, for his
he may not
friends,
mean it in a sexual way.
Okay.
Maybe get together his friends and do what those things were like they do to alcoholics, where you circle the chairs.
A stinkervention?
Yeah.
That's important.
Well, Bruce, we're all here to tell you that you smell like an ass, literally.
That's a bold opinion to have on yourself, that other people are telling you you smell gross, and you're like, no, I'm good. These are pheromones. I think they're great.
I kind of like it. I kind of respect it.
He's got confidence, doesn't he? Yeah.
From what I understand, he's going to live longer than all of us.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I will say there is something sexy about the smell of like a guy's sweat mixed with deodorant. Hmm. Like, like a little bit of natural smell in there is
kind
actually
of a manly,
good.
You know, like a porta potty after you've sprayed it with the
you like that
the lime
not like
fragrance.
That.
No, it's BO is BO.
Yeah, I get what Allie's saying.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Cumulus. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, all right, let's get to our next letter. Once again, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, Allie Breen. It can be reached on social media platforms everywhere with your love troubles. What have you got next?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend got me a chain with 2 charms on it with our initials for my birthday. She got one for herself, too. I'm not really a jewelry guy, but I put it on to make her happy, and I want to know, how do I get this thing off of me?
Well, what are the
first
kids?
You start dating someone who's more than 14.
I was going to say, what are the other kids in third grade saying?
Third grade, probably better way to go.
Good Lord.
Yikes.
Oh, can you start scratching around the jewelry to say it's a rash and you just can't do it? Because some people do have a jewelry allergy, like with nickel and stuff.
I've never seen a guy wearing a chain with 2 charms on it. Have you ever?
Mm-mm.
No.
Boy.
Man.
I would think I have a way to get out of this. Well, first off, what you should really do is just talk to her about it. But if you want to be sneaky, you can be like, hey, you know what, sweetie? I go to the gym and I change and I don't want to forget it. And so what I do is I keep it on my keys. That way I know it's always with me and I'm not going to lose it.
Willie's right.
Yeah.
Make a keychain.
Yeah. Something else, right.
Yeah.
Or pierce both your nipples.
Are you listening?
Have it hanging between the two. Just the two of us. Yeah, no, if you're not a jewelry guy, like, I don't wear jewelry either. I totally get this guy. And that is, as you say, I've never seen a guy
with charms. That's,
yeah. I just want to try it and see how Donnie tries to not hurt my feelings. And I know it's going to be stupid, and he would just be like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, wear it.
Donnie, I bet he spends 98% of the day trying not to hurt your feelings. It's got to just be.
He's not doing a great job.
And 2% making drawings of you with spears coming out of your head.
I prefer flames.
Aww.
Flames.
Yeah, this
the side
is
of my face.
Yeah. No, he just got to say, look, I don't wear jewelry. That's it. But Willie does have a pretty good solution. That's actually rational, reasonable, and smart.
Right.
Unlike my idea of nipple rings.
You see some people who hang them around their rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Like
to me, that's
just an invitation to have your window smashed. But
especially if the burglar has the same initials as you do.
Hey, it's me.
Allie Breen is our guest. It's sexy time here on the Bob and Tom Show. What else have you got?
Dear Allie, I've been dating this girl for a couple of years and I'm ready to pop the question. I went on to ask her dad for permission. He says it's okay with him, but that it will only last 5 years.
Now we're talking marriage, not like anal, right?
That is how long her last two marriages lasted. I knew she'd been married a couple of times, but that was in the past. I then went and talked to her brother, who I'm close with. He also tells me both marriages, as the 5-year mark approaches, she finds faults with the marriage and wants a divorce. I love her, but I'm having second thoughts. What do you suggest?
The fact, I mean, her family just said, it's not going to last.
They really did.
Wow.
Well, you can't judge this relationship by the other two. That's not fair. I mean, I'd like to believe that this would last. I like to think that she's...
Maybe she thought the other two would last.
Yeah, maybe she did.
Maybe stay engaged for 5 years.
Yeah, there you go.
Then it'll be a 10-year
Will you marry me in 2032?
Christy and I know that guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I know a lot of those guys.
No, this guy's got. He's going to be in the Guinness Book in about another week.
Right. What, 30 years at least?
Yeah. You're going to do couples counseling. Like, when we hit the 2.5-year mark, we're going to start doing therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know. Good luck.
Yeah.
I feel like if this were a girl, it would be reversed. She'd be taking it as a challenge. She'd be like, oh, I'm going to be the one who breaks it. Like, I'm going to be the 10-year girl.
Yeah.
You're going to fix them.
Yeah, exactly.
That trick never works.
Boy, that's the truth.
Okay, Allie, we got time for another letter here. Once again, we're talking with Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. It's sexy time. Trying to help you with your romantic life. What have we got?
I say go for it. Get married. Enjoy your life. Don't worry about the past.
Give it a shot. Okay, dear Allie.
And have a nice prenup.
That's a good way to do it. Yeah. Exactly.
Have like a 5-year countdown.
Well, just have a solid prenup. Yeah.
If you make it to 10, you get this percent. That's romance.
Like scaled. Dear Allie, my girlfriend is 3 years older than me. She never treats herself to anything, and she has talked about getting some work done. Her birthday is coming up. Should I splurge and get her Botox? I mean it to be caring, but I don't want her to take it the wrong way.
Boy, that's a tricky thing.
Ask her.
Yeah.
No, don't say, hey, just go, hey, you know what, for your birthday? You've been talking about doing some kind of, what would you like most?
And do something suggestive, like have two giant balloons in a box when she opens it up.
There's an easy way around this.
And then draw nipples on the balloons.
There you go.
No, Tom.
Get a Sharpie, sir. Get a Sharpie.
No. Yeah. Here's an easy way around
this. While you're in there getting the Botox, well, let's get the bosom a little better, okay?
The bosom.
God, you people.
What's your idea?
All he has to do is go to a respectable salon or spa or whatever and buy her a gift card for
like anything she wants.
Oh, anything
this
she
isn't
wants.
A plastic that's surgeon good. Thing?
Yes, and she can that's you, a good for $500 or whatever.
Right,
and then she can choose what she wants to do without exactly. you and. You know, just that's say, hey. Better.
So they do the Botox? That isn't a plastic surgery place?
No, those are not at all. No.
I can have somebody over here right now do it for you.
Yeah, I get it.
You can get group eyes.
Can they take
Botox.
The wrinkles out of my sack?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
In fact, that'll be our next thing after the PR sex. Have you been listening all morning?
We'll all get our sacks done. It'll be great. Yeah.
No, that would be the easiest way to do it.
Never mind. I didn't get through that joke.
Yeah, because she's even getting Botox. She can just get like these facials.
Right. The concept would be Brotox. You can take it from there.
I got it. Lengthening?
We're all on the same page.
Get the wrinkles out.
Man, more than that. I'm sorry. What's your conclusion on this one, Allie?
Yeah, I think Christy's got a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Give her exactly the options, because if you come out, you're right, if you come out with what you think is wrong with her, if you're like, hey, a nose job or Botox or
well,
yeah
no, she can just get facials or whatever she wants to do there. She doesn't have to get Botox, but
I tell you what, if I'm giving my girlfriend a $500 gift certificate, she's getting a facial. There, you earned it, baby.
There you go.
There's $500 and a towel.
Happy.
All organic.
Well.
Happy.
Oh, I don't know how much Botox costs. I was just guessing.
Maybe do something subtle. Like, say, what's your favorite NFL team? And then when she tells you, you go, you know, that guy in the front line needs some cartilage. Maybe you could donate some from your nose.
Jeez.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That's very subtle.
That should be nice. He loves that joke. And I've never really gotten it. I've always laughed knowingly, but I totally lost him.
Well, the notion that you could actually
donate cartilage.
And the fact that, you know, maybe her nose is the size of the Titanic. And maybe a little distracting.
Well, I think we've done a lot of great jobs here.
I think we've saved some relationships.
Yeah.
Allie, is your friend awake?
I don't think so, actually.
Okay.
She hasn't come out.
Is she alone?
She's alive, yes.
Oh, she's alive.
Oh, she's alone.
Okay.
She's alone and alive, yes.
Send us a video of her sleeping. a woman in slumber. how's comedy?
Josh, don't be creepy. Just send me a couple paragraphs about what she smells like. Notes of lavender, whatever.
And remember, $10 a toe as you lift up those sheets. Thanks, Allie. Wait a minute.
Thanks, guys.
Allie, I want to ask you something. Would you want to fly in for next Thursday's show? Here's what we're going to do. This was suggested by a lady. She and her friends, the day before Mother's Day, all put on adult diapers and drink for 2 hours. Then whoever has added the most liquid to the diaper, based on weight and liquid only, they win the prize. We're going to do that next Thursday. You want in?
I'll take a flight further away from you guys. I'll take that flight.
Yeah, I think as small and dainty as you are, I'm guessing it wouldn't. Wouldn't it be hilarious though if Allie weighs 9 pounds of liquid?
Come on, Allie, piss with us.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.